Good morning, everybody, and happy Sabbath. Are you enjoying this beautiful, beautiful weather? You get to go outside a little bit more, do a few more things, amen? All right, well, this morning, we're going to talk about a very important subject. Very important. Have you ever heard of the verse that says, spare the rod and spoil the child? Does that seem kind of scary? Spare the rod and spoil the child? How many of you have ever gotten a spanking? It's okay.
Show your hand.
All right.
Nobody? How
many of you? Yeah. I'm going to raise my hand because my parents spanked me too.
Me too.
How many of you have ever had to stand in a corner or sit in a chair for time out? Yeah. Okay. All of that has to do with not sparing the rod because you don't want to spoil the child. So it doesn't mean that you're going to be beaten. It means that mommy and daddy, grandparents, aunts and uncles, people that love you, will do what's called discipline you if you get out of line. If we make the wrong choices, if we don't obey, there are consequences to that. So it's really important. Yes, yes, Miss Sarah, little Sarah. Is it really important?
No.
Well, then, if you will please go and sit in that chair until we can decide that we're not going to interrupt.
Yes, ma'am. I'm not in time out.
Got to be quiet in time out. Okay. Was that discipline? All right. Have you ever gone, you think something's really important, but it's something that you really want to do, and so you just tug on mom and dad or aunt and uncle and grandma, and you just make your presence known? If it's not really, really important, that's rude, isn't it? So maybe mom and dad, grandma, grandpa, aunt, uncle, or people that love you may say, would you please go stand in the corner or sit in a chair and think about what you're doing? And it's not just to interrupt. It could be something else. We got to be quiet in time out. No talking, no noise. Time out. Got to be quiet because it's discipline. Amen? All right, so the whole thing is parents, family members that love you will try to help you to make the right choice. And if we don't make the right choice, there's a consequence to pay. That means you might just get in trouble. Toy taken away, sent in your room, however that may be. Little Miss Sarah, are you ready to come back and participate in the class?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, come on back, Miss Sarah. All right, little Sarah. Did you think about what you did?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you sorry for what you did? Oh, no. Do we have to go back and think about it again?
No, ma'am. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right. Think hard, okay?
Can
think
I play
really
with my
hard.
Toys?
I'd rather you not, because it's really important that the children pay attention. Is she following instructions?
I'm just going to lay them out.
Is she following instructions? What did I tell her? That I would rather she not? Correct? Miss Sarah, little Sarah, are you interrupting the class again?
No, ma'am.
I do believe you are. I think you need to think about it.
I want to play with my toys.
Not during story time. Sit down and be good, little Sarah. Thank you. Okay, are you seeing what we're doing here? When she's incorrect in what she's doing, what am I doing? Am I beating her? Am I hitting her hard? If she were really bad, I might have to apply it to the bottom, right? But sometimes you do get a spanking. Sometimes it's stand in the corner. Sometimes a toy is taken away. Sometimes you're told to go in your room. It could be a lot of different reasons why or what the parent does to avoid sparing the rod so you don't spoil the child. Now, guess why this is so important? Because if you learn discipline and responsibility, and if you learn to make the right choices now, you'll make better choices when you get older. Did you know that we as big people have somebody that will discipline us too? Did you know that it says because the Father loves us and he calls us his sons and his daughters, then he will, if we get out of line, if we tell a lie, what's called our conscience will kind of buzz inside of us, not with a buzz, but it'll say, you told a lie. That's wrong. We need to ask God to forgive us, correct what we did, and make sure that we're in line with God because God loves us. And he wants all of us to be able to spend eternity with him. Amen?
Amen.
So, when it says spare the rod, so you don't spoil the child, again, it doesn't mean you're going to get beat. But this little paddle just might be a reminder. Give it to your moms, your dads, your grandparents, whoever's taking care of you. Give it to you because this little reminder can be your friend. If I don't do what I'm asked to do, I might just get in trouble. What we did with our children, especially my mom for her grandchildren, she had a fly swatter, and she called it the SWAT of behavior change. And she hung it up, and if the kids were disobeying, she would point to that fly swatter. And it's amazing how quickly they changed what they were thinking about. So this little paddle is just a reminder to you, give it to the adults, that this could be your friend to remind you, obey. Amen? All right.
Now, so boys and girls,
wait a minute.
I would like for you to tell me before you go, what did you get out of this children's story?
Discipline. To make good choices.
Great. Anybody else?
Be obedient.
Woo, be obedient.
Honor our fathers and our mother.
Great, honor our fathers and our mothers. And so, Divya, did you get something out of the lesson? No? Well,
she's ready to go.
Yeah. Scoot over, baby. Scoot over.
Who would like to pray for us today?
I'm going to pray. Stand up and pray. Stand up and pray, please, everybody.
Heavenly Father, we come to thank you, Lord, for today, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that we came to church, Lord, and we made it safely, Lord. Please keep us safe and protect us, Lord. Let our angels guard us, Lord, while the sermon goes on, Lord. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Now, boys and girls, you don't have to take a paddle if you don't want one because it's not for you. It's not for you.
You help me.
It's a gift to give to your parents or your caregivers. So when you get your paddle, you don't get to keep it. When you go back to your seat, we want you to give it to your parent or whoever brought you to church and ask them to help you make good choices, and these paddles will eventually be your friend.
Go ahead and pick the one you want. And little Sarah, you have a job to do.
Ma'am.
You have toys to pick up.
Right now.
Right now, please. Thank you.
Thank you, I did.
Thank you.
If there's any parents here that your children aren't able to make it, you would like a paddle. Now, These are to help you make good choices.